Welcome back. We are so excited to be back. We have a new look, we have a new focus, still courageous living, but we've renamed it to Courageous Living Life with Sarah and Heidi. We are so excited because, having change and a new start, we really wanted to connect with all of you on a more personal level, share with you our experiences and still infuse it with things that we are doing in our coaching practices and sharing those best practices still with you. But really, we just want to be your sisters from another mother, really. And
Yes, we are.
so we're so excited to be back and to have you join us. And today we're actually going to talk about that. We're going to talk about change and the importance of starting something new, especially in our families. Sarah and I have had some big changes in our families in the last year. Sarah, do you want to share first with what's been going on with you?
Yeah, first, hello everyone. I'm so excited to be back. This is so fun. Y'all have been asking for us to return, and here we are. So, very happy to be back, very excited about it. It is going to look a little bit different, like Heidi said. Season three is going to be all about just sharing, like she said, sharing our stuff with you guys. And we know that you've had similar experiences, and we have either conquered or are in the middle of conquering some of these new things and obstacles and just stuff that we're dealing with in life. And so we thought it might be helpful for you too. So yes, Heidi, I will share first. So my big thing that has changed in my family, the dynamic, and this is going to be like extreme. I'm just going to, jump in the deep end here instead of just start with something small. So as you know, my sister passed away a couple of years ago. Well, my two nieces were left behind, and then my sister's husband, and he also passed away last year, leaving my two nieces orphaned. And that obviously kind of rattled everybody, obviously, especially these two young women who are teenagers, 17 and 19 now. Or sorry, 18. Oh my gosh, Riley's gonna kill me. She's 18 and 19. Anyways, see, I have too many children. I can't keep up. So now I went from having four children, three in the home, to having six children, four in the home. Did I say that right? I had three in the home, now four. But I know that only seems like, oh, well, that's just one more kid, Sarah. But actually, it's more than that because when my other one comes from home from college, she's also here. So my change is, first of all, let me just say, I feel so blessed that I get to finish raising these beautiful girls. Like, what a gift and a blessing for me that I get to do that, that God has allowed me to do that. So super grateful. Now, with that being said, there is a lot of change. Like, having these two extra children, and it's wonderful. It's so fun. They're so amazing. And like all the girls, because we have all girls, and they all get along really well. They have so much fun together. But I found that one challenge, and this is going to seem so silly, but our dinner routine is off. And when I say off, I just mean that, okay, three of these children are teenagers. And like I said, one of them being out of the house, she's in college, but she comes back for visits and for summers and all that kind of stuff. And the other ones, the other two teenagers, they're on their own. They have vehicles. I don't really know when they're coming and going. I ask them to tell me, what's your work schedule? What's this? What's that? Let me know when you're going to be here so I know if I'm cooking for you too or not. The two little ones, I know they're going to be here. But I have kind of like stepped away from cooking for a season because I was doing other things, which we'll get into in another episode. But I stepped away so everybody got used to the fend for yourself night. So everybody thinks now it's fend for yourself night. But when my two nieces came to live with us, I'm like, oh, I'm going to be the perfect mom. I'm going to like show them that I cook every night and that I keep everything tidy. Like, I have to be the superwoman that they think I am already. They have me on this pedestal and I have to maintain that. Like, Aunt Sarah is like everything. So I'm like, I have to show them this. So that was a lot of pressure I put on myself. So I start cooking and I'm like, wait, I don't have enough food. Oh my gosh, it's one extra kid or two extra kids at times. And I'm like, I didn't make enough food. What am I going to do? So of course, you know, I'm sacrificing mine, which is fine. That's what we mamas do. But I'm like, okay, I need to make more. So then I made more. Well, then nobody ate it because everybody was out with boyfriends or friends or working or whatever. And I'm like, okay, this isn't working. So my big adjustment was, first of all, having two extra children in the house, which again, love it. So happy about that. But very challenging for mealtimes specifically. And on top of that, the two younger ones have kind of changed how they eat too. Because again, like I said, they were used to fend for yourself. So they just automatically go in there at 4 o'clock eating dinner while everybody else is waiting until 6 or 7 to eat. So it was just completely out of whack. And it was actually driving me crazy. Like I started getting frustrated and mad and like, what am I going to do now? I'm just not going to cook anymore. And like, just had this really dumb, childish attitude about it. And I figured out, you know what? It's really not that big a deal. It really is not that big a deal. I decided, you know what? Here's how I'm going to fix this. I'm going to buy this calendar that I stick on the refrigerator. It's magnetic. And it says, here's, you know, what day of the week it is. And then I put on there, it's a little chalk marker type thing. I put on there what I'm making on whatever day. And I'm like, if this is filled in, nobody eat dinner yet. Wait for me to cook. If it is blank, that's a fend for yourself night. So they all loved it. They thought it was a great idea. Or at least they didn't know. Yeah. And so, you know, I put a little grocery list on there, or what I think we'll have the next night or the next day or week or whatever. And so everybody goes to it and they look at it every day and they're like, oh, you're cooking this tonight? The trick with that too is if I decide to change my mind, I need to do it before anybody gets home from school because they go straight to that calendar. So that is one challenge that I have had. And I know that seems so silly, but I know some people can relate to what I'm saying right now. And that has been a challenge, but I think I've got it figured out and I think I'm still working through it. But I think for the most part, that works for my family. So like people going through that kind of thing, you just got to find what works for you and your family and just make it happen. And it's okay to change it up if you need to change it up. You know what I'm saying?
Well, first of all, wow, taking on two new teenagers is a lot. And they are amazing young women. And they couldn't be luckier to have you in their corner and supporting them. And I know they love you so much. And it's been a blessing and an honor to get to know them and to see how you've blended families together and created such a supportive unit. And it's really inspiring. And so I'm excited for you and all the things that you guys have learned and all the things you've overcome. And I think what a great solution to put that calendar on there and say, this is what I'm cooking and here's fend for yourself night. And that takes the stress out of it for you. And they kind of know what's going on too. So what a great solution.
Thank you.
Like you, you know, I've gone through a little bit of change. So in the last year, I moved from Texas to Utah.
I know, and I'm still mad at you about it.
I know. Still mad.
But it's okay. I'll get over it. Carry on.
Tell me how you really feel.
I love you.
I know. I love you too. I miss you like crazy. I can't just pop down the street to her house anymore, play with the dogs and the kids. or have
sushi dinners or any of that stuff. Get away.
I know. So now we get to travel to see each other.
That's true. Yeah.
So that'll be fun.
Yes.
But when I was living in Texas, I had my brother and sister-in-law living with me. And they're both special needs adults. And then I had my son living with me who had recently moved back home after serving a 2-year mission. And so when I moved to Utah, my lease had been up and my brother and sister-in-law, they went to live with my brother's mother-in-law. And so they moved in with her, and then my son moved in with his dad. So it was a time of being an empty nester all of a sudden, and it was an opportunity to do something new. So I have family. I recently connected with my biological family a few years ago, and so they all live here, and my daughter lives in Utah, so I decided to move here for a fresh start. So huge change. Going from a house full of people to one person's a big change. And I had the opposite experience of what Sarah had, because I love to cook and then there was nobody to cook for but just me. And so my initial thing was, well, I'll just go out to eat, but then that gets really expensive. Mm-hmm. And then when I'm home, it's like, well, I don't really want to dirty all these pots and pans for just me. So I'll sit here and eat a bag of corn or a bag of cereal or something. Okay. And it just felt really weird living by myself. And so from the opposite standpoint, it was like trying to get used to, well, I still want to try and eat healthy and I still want to eat foods that I like because I do enjoy cooking, but how do I go about doing that? So what I realized after 3 months of living on corn and cereal and fast food, which, by the way, there is a pizza place around the corner from where I live that has a $6 lunch where you get two slices of pizza and a Coke. So yeah, I frequented there because it was easy. And McDonald's became my go-to breakfast place when I didn't want cereal. But anyway, I have started really looking at it as an opportunity to do food prep. And so what I'm doing now is I'm still cooking, but I'm freezing 3/4 of what I'm cooking and then eating just that night. So then I can go back later and just warm it up in the microwave or put it in the oven or my air fryer, which is my favorite appliance right now. And my sweet sister, she got me an individualized sized air fryer. So I love that. So now I don't feel like I'm wasting money, because that was the other thing, is if I made all this food, because, you know, you go to the grocery store and they give you a pound of hamburger, they don't give you a quarter pound of hamburger. Yeah. Now I know that I can cook it and I can save it, and then it saves me time and energy later, but it's made me want to cook again. And so I'm making things again, like lasagna and things, because, you know, that's intensive, you know, when you're doing the noodles and the sauce and the cheeses and all that stuff. So I've refound my love for that. And like just the other day, I made German pancakes. I love German pancakes, but I'm always used to the 9x13 pan. Well, I went out and bought one of the bullet, what do you call them? Mixer things, blenders, one of the bullet blenders. And I'm like, hey, I can do 1/3 of this recipe and make it for myself. So I got my little bullet blender, put all the ingredients in there, mixed it all up. And I just had like a little tiny cake pan that's like a mini cake pan size, and put it in the oven. And I had my own little German pancake. And I'm like, I'm liking this. So I'm learning how to tweak recipes so I can make them either for just one, or I'm learning to make the full recipe and use it for food prep and have it for later. So it's really made a big difference. And I actually enjoy eating again. That's awesome. And enjoy cooking at home again. So yeah, you wouldn't think a transition like that would impact you so much, but
Yeah,
like we've both experienced it. It did it in completely different ways.
Yeah. And that's like really what it's all about, is just adapting, like adjusting, kind of looking at what you've got, what you're dealing with. And, you know, something as simple as what seems simple as food prep, you know, food, preparing meals or whatever. It seems so simple, but when you get down to it, it can be something that's really frustrating if we let it be frustrating. But rather, we decided instead of being frustrated about it or confused about what we were going to do to remedy the situation, we're like, you know what? I'm just going to get curious about it. How can I adjust to this different lifestyle, this different dynamic in my home? And I think that really helps because not only does that save our sanity, it saves us money in the end too, because we're preparing differently as far as groceries because the meals are different. So yeah, it seems so basic, but it really is, can be such a big deal and it can really affect us. And you know us, we're all about mental health and everything. And again, that has everything to do with it, because if we know what we're dealing with and we can make adjustments in one area like that, we can make adjustments in bigger areas, you know?
Yeah, and it's so funny that we're learning about scalability in our home environment. And well, we run businesses, and so it's something that we can learn to do across the board, right? So I think it's interesting, and changes, a lot of times we're resistant to them, and when we're resistant to it, it makes it that much more frustrating and hard. Like me, not eating healthy for 3 months. I spent a lot of unnecessary money, but if I had just kind of gone with it, I missed out on months of actually enjoying food. But I think also there's that giving yourself grace to learn how to manage the change and kind of feel out what feels right for you in that change.
Yeah, definitely. I totally agree. Okay, so all that to say, you know, in sharing that, we just wanted to kind of give you something to think about on your for yourself. What is one area in your life that you might be resisting change? For us, it was something as simple as, you know, well, this isn't simple, but a huge dynamic change in our homes that led to a different way of preparing meals or led to the change of dinner times and that kind of thing. And so for us, that was our change that we kind of resisted at first, but then we realized, you know what? What if we didn't resist it? What if we just went with it? And what needs to be different? How can we make this different and make it work? And what we did worked. You know, at first maybe it didn't. Maybe we had to tweak some things. So for you, what is something that you're resisting in your life that is causing you pain and distress right now, or stress right now? And just really think about it. It can be something super simple. And also think about if you weren't resisting that change, what would your life be like? How would it be different? What if you just rolled with it? What if you just went with it and tried something, anything, one tiny little change? And see what that does for you. I bet you will figure out, kind of like we did, what works for you. And that will change so much for you. That will change so much and really just help you on your journey to other changes that you're going to be facing in life. Well, that's it for today. Next week we will share another change, or who knows, maybe it'll be something else. Stay tuned and you'll find out. All right. Well, thank you again for joining us at Courageous Living, Life with Sarah and Heidi. We will talk to you next week. Bye.
Bye.